Hi, I'm Emily.
I'm Julia.
I'm Olivia.
And you're listening to CSPC Podcast.
But wait, what's CSPC?
Catamount Sports Psychology and Counseling is
mental health services,
performance enhancement,
education and outreach.
We are bringing CSPC to you.
On your way to class,
in the car,
at the gym,
anywhere.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at @UVM_CSPC
and give us your questions and feedback.
Now let's get started.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to Catamount Country.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3 of the CSPC Podcast. This is Kelly Thorne, Director of Catamount Sports Psychology and Counseling at UVM. And today I'm joined by our CSPC interns, Olivia and Julia. And we're going to be talking a little bit about going home for the holidays and also being home for the end of the semester and finals. So welcome. We're turning the table a little bit and putting you in the interviewee seat. So thanks for doing this.
Yes, of course.
Just so excited about it.
So the hope is today is to talk a little bit about some of the ideas that both of you have had as you think about going home for the remainder of the semester and holidays. And also, we put out some questions to others on social media, and I know that you have received a few questions and have thought about some of those responses. So I don't know if either of you just want to jump in and respond. Like, what's on your mind as you think about the break coming up?
Well, for me, it's just going back and forth from home and school. It's always a process of getting into a new routine and a new schedule. So that's one of the challenges that I'm anticipating for coming home, is trying to get back into a home routine and being back home with my parents and the setting, and some of my friends aren't going to be home. So just kind of figuring out what my expectations are for being home and what I want to do and what I want to accomplish, and sort of make a game plan. So that's just something I'm sort of thinking about right now.
For me, I'm a little anxious about not going home and seeing family and actually staying in Burlington. For us, we're normally here over Thanksgiving, so that's nothing new, but us not going over the holidays is something that is a little difficult to juggle, and not necessarily having our families come here. It's just a little anxiety provoking. And so I'm just kind of nervous just to be here and like how it's going to look like with just our team and not seeing our families, and how it's different this year and how we can make that a good thing instead of such a negative thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you anticipate, Olivia, either from your own thoughts about this or from other student athletes who have to stay? What do you anticipate being some of the most challenging aspects of not going home?
Yeah, for sure. I think some of the most challenging things was seeing, like with social media now, like you see your family in so many different ways, and people are posting, like being with people, and people, even friends being home. They're like, oh my gosh, we're all home and all this stuff. And you know, it makes you kind of feel a little bit isolated and makes you feel left out. So I think that's one of the biggest things, just like seeing everybody but you being home and being with your family, I think is the major one.
You know, so thinking about both of the different scenarios, both going home but and also potentially staying here in Vermont, what are some, you know, are there some pieces of advice or pieces of helpful information that you think would be useful for other students to hear?
For going back home, I think it's a really good idea to start thinking about like what being home is going to be like now, so you can make a plan and you can, Kelly, you were saying earlier before we started recording, but talking now with your parents about what your expectations are, whoever you're living with, and just sort of making it clear, like talking about boundaries, talking about schedule, also talking about your COVID expectations, and what that might look like with holiday traditions coming up. Because I know one of the questions that we got on social media on our Instagram account was about setting boundaries and talking to family members about COVID who may still want to gather. So making that clear now so that there aren't any disappointments and everyone sort of is on the same page, I think that's really important. And yeah, just like communicating now, setting your expectations, like what do you want to accomplish? What do you need to get done? So I know that I'm going to get a job for home because we're going to be home for 3 months, or at least I am. So I need to do that. And I know that what I need in my schedule is also self-care. And to me, that looks like working out and having a workout routine. That's so important for me. And I assume for a lot of athletes, like you all probably have some workouts that you need to do over break. So setting that time aside and kind of creating it a schedule maybe around that. And like, I don't know, I'm probably going to have a lot of extra spare time to like do some other hobbies that I enjoy, like playing music and singing and such. So making time for that as well.
Great. Thanks.
I would say for being here, trying to get involved in the community as much as you can, doing things such as for Thanksgiving. Like I know that people carry turkeys down Main Street and deliver them to people. I also know there's things like the like holiday runs, like a 5K, like that also like, gets you outside and extra really like beneficial for your self-care, but also like changing it up. Getting involved, making it seem like you're part of something and like being a part of your community, even though you're not at your home community, you're still a part of one. I think also it's important to communicate to your family about how you're feeling about being here and not going home and not being with them. So then, you know, maybe they try to limit what they post or they try to like call you more often when they're all together, keep you kind of like in the loop and getting some FaceTime, whether that's like doing Zoom or FaceTime, wherever that is, just including people and just like communicating that with your families. I think also like being here with your team and having like your team be a source of your family, like your team is your family, recognizing that and doing maybe bringing all your different holiday traditions together and you all bring something to the table and like whatever that looks like, or doing a gift exchange with just like your roommates or your team. I just think it's really important just to keep communicating and trying to do things that you would at home, but just with your alternative family, not your blood family.
What would you say to those students who have some, you know, longstanding traditions at home around the holidays and might be disappointed that some of those can't happen or that they're really going to miss those if they aren't able to happen because of COVID?
I would say, you know, there's nothing that COVID has hit us with yet that we have not overcome. I think that we've all been dealing with a lot of adversity and we've all been hit with a couple of different curveballs this semester and this year so far. And I think everyone's come out through the other end of it. And regardless of how it looked like or how messy it was, everyone, you get through it. And so it's all about adapting and like learning what that looks like. And since it's been going on for so long, I feel like people are kind of getting used to it, which is a plus and a minus, but I think that's definitely helpful with dealing with not doing family traditions. But also it's important to know that like family traditions start somewhere. And so it could be a new family tradition that you Zoom in your extended family or you do something else. Like you could start something new. Like that's how a tradition starts, like by something new. So don't be like discouraged that one is ending because another better one could be starting.
Yeah. Thank you. Put that perfectly. I don't think I have anything else to add.
I know another concern that came up in response to the Instagram questions were about, you know, people have differing levels of comfort around COVID-19 and how things are being managed. And people are going home to a lot of different places, you know, states and other countries. And there might be some discomfort doing some things that maybe family wants to continue doing, you know, so it can go the other direction too. And I'm, you know, wondering, you know, what would you suggest to students who maybe want to say no to some things themselves because they don't feel comfortable or it doesn't feel safe?
Well, I said earlier, but like the sooner the better you can how you're feeling towards like meeting with other family members, the better, because obviously, if you're going to meet with your family, you have to make travel plans. So the sooner the better. And they're your family, so hopefully they understand where you're coming from and acknowledge and accept your concerns. And I don't know if they don't, I would just do what's best for you and what you feel comfortable with. If that means maybe if your parents go over to someone's house, maybe you stay home or you FaceTime in or you Zoom in or something like that. But it's definitely a tricky area to navigate, especially because a lot of people have different opinions on COVID-19, which can be, it's just going to be a challenge. But like I said, communication as soon as possible.
I also think in addition to that, knowing that everyone handles it differently, and everyone has their own opinions, but taking what other people say with grace and consideration, taking if some negative comments back against your decision, like don't take it to heart, like know that it's coming, like it's just the time and everything that's going on. So like take criticism, take pushback, other people back, but you know, do it with grace and don't take it too far and don't be too afraid. Everyone, you know, has their own opinions and it's okay. And that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. So really being honest and respectful of everybody involved in the conversation feels really important.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What about, are there some things that each of you have learned in our first go at quarantine last spring? I know one of the concerns is returning home potentially to maybe small quarters with an entire family and having to quarantine and be together for, you know, that quarantine time. And curious to see, you know, what are some lessons maybe learned? What are some suggestions that you might have for others as they think about that when they first get home?
For me, it was really helpful to get outside. And I know a lot of people went on like their daily quarantine walks, but your house starts to feel so small and so suffocating. So just like getting outside, I even like halfway through the summer, I started going to, a track just to like get a different change of scenery and, going to the dog park. We just adopted a puppy. So I'm really excited to take her out, and just trying to, I don't know. At least one of my goals is to sort of reconnect with myself. I feel like this past 9 months or so, has been really challenging. And I think it's been a time for a lot of people to sort of reflect on what they want to, I don't know what their future looks like and what they're doing, what they're passionate about. So for me, I'm trying to like reconnect with, my passion, sort of think about where I see myself in a year, like when this is all over. So having something to look forward to, I also think is super important. And also has helped me get through all of this is just looking forward to something. I'm going to be driving to Texas with my parents to see my nephew. So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. I haven't met him yet and I'm very excited for that. So yeah, getting outside, having something to look forward to and something to work towards.
I really like that, Julie. I think those are really good points. For me, what I learned is everyone needs their space. It's important to honor people's space because I learned that my little sisters just don't understand that I'm old and I need to sleep and I get a little cranky at noon, like, you know? So I think honoring people's space is just so huge. And just like we've said throughout the whole episode, just like communicating and express and doing it in different ways, telling family, like maybe doing acts of kindness, expressing gratitude, affirmations, maybe doing something like that with your family or reminding people around you or doing something for the community about like their self-worth and all these things. I also think for me, something I did was like a passion project with my siblings. Like we came together and we did something together. Like we painted a table and like that was a lot of fun. Like we all had our own section and yet we painted it together, even though it was different. And it was a stress relief because it was painting. It was something different, but also it was just bonding with my siblings because it was the first time I'd been there in a super long time, and we were all stuck inside, and it was super awesome. But I think also something that I learned is reach out to people that maybe you haven't talked to in a really long time. Rekindle some relationships, or just connect with people that you would value in your life that maybe you let go a little bit. I think you can grow a lot from doing that, and I think it's helpful to rekindle some things, especially because now you have so much time, and you know, you've grown, and quarantine has really shown people like who they are and their strengths and what they really need in their lives. And so I think that's something that's also really important.
Great. Thank you. Those are great suggestions. So far, we've kind of been talking more about the holiday piece and the break, but I also realized that students are going home and finishing the semester remotely. So the last week or week and a half or so of classes will be remote, and then final exams will be remote, and that's new for most everybody. So I'm curious, like, what you would anticipate being some of the challenges with that, and what are some things that maybe students should be thinking about specifically related to like finishing up the academic part of the semester?
That'll be difficult. My parents, well, I'm sure a lot of other people's parents are working from home. My mom's a teacher, so she's teaching all day. And her primary workspace is in the kitchen because my dad has the office, and they're both on the phone all the time. So it's going to be really important for me to have my own space to focus and concentrate. And at least what I'm thinking about now is I'll probably try to do my work while they're working. So we all have our work time, and then after work we can all like get together. But it'll also be difficult with the time change, because my classes are now going to be like 3 hours earlier, so I'll be done. So navigating time differences will be interesting, but hopefully I can get a good schedule where we're all working at the same time and can have our own spaces to do that.
Yeah, I also think, yeah, like what you said, creating a routine is also huge, like starting it right when you get home. I know if people are going home for Thanksgiving, they're going to have 2 weeks before finals to happen. So really just getting home, starting a routine, even when we have Thanksgiving off, start, wake up when you normally would have class, like start to do things like you normally would, and pick like a study space, just like a stable environment where you know, like this is like when I sit here, like I'm doing work, I'm doing my rest of my school with no distractions. I think that's something that's huge.
Yeah. And I mentioned this earlier, but having a game plan, like have a calendar, write down when your exams are, what time they're going to be. And if there's a time difference, like make sure you have the right time on there. And just know what to expect, anticipate what's coming up, and like make a study plan, make a study guide. So that, yeah, you know what's happening.
One of the other pieces that I've been reading a little bit about is this idea of pandemic fatigue or pandemic exhaustion. And it's interesting to think about, you know, the holidays and the break coming up around the time when a lot of people are experiencing that. And just wondering, you know, along with that, I think that there's struggles with motivation and maintaining motivation and maintaining a positive outlook and things like that, as this gets, as we kind of begin a second wave potentially of rise in cases of COVID-19. Like, I'm curious what you, either what the two of you do to try to maintain your motivation and positive mindset, or what suggestions you might have for other people.
It's very difficult. Like, I totally get where people are coming from, and it's a challenge. Something that does help me a little bit, it may not work for everybody, but I try to journal every night and have a solid night routine. So I put down my phone, like, or I try to, sometimes it doesn't happen. I'm not gonna pretend that's perfect, but I put down my phone like an hour, 30 minutes before I wanna start going to sleep. I put it away, I have my tea, and I just write anything that I wanna write about. Like, it could be reflecting on my day, it could be writing affirmations or just things I'm looking forward to, but it sort of keeps me sane. It gets those thoughts out of your head, and just helps me process negative emotions. I find that putting my thoughts to paper kind of helps get them, just like get them out, and helps me process. And if I'm feeling a negative way, I sort of talk myself out of it. I talk myself through it and just try to think more realistically, because I tend to like over exaggerate things in my head and overemphasize those negative feelings and thoughts, and just sort of rationalize and say like, it's okay, like I'm feeling this way, but I can do this, this, and this to help get out of this funk that I'm feeling, or I can reach out to these people, or I'm just going to accept what I'm feeling right now and just like feel it completely, and then tomorrow's a new day. And I always end with something positive, like positive affirmations, something that I'm looking forward to the next day, and like giving myself a treat the next day, like I'm gonna get Starbucks tomorrow. Like it could be as simple as that, or I'm gonna go for a walk with my friend or pet a dog or something.
Okay. I would say for me, I try to do just like a daily reminder to some of my friends and loved ones. I try to send one throughout the day, just like, hi, like a daily reminder. And I send them just like a reminder of what I think about them, like how I appreciate them, like what I'm thankful for them. And normally responds with one back, which is like super awesome, just to see like how different people in your life value you and all the things that you bring to the table. It's super like mushy, but like it's super feel good idea. And it's something that it's a lot of fun, and it always ends up putting like a smile on my face, and it reminds me of like the people in my circle and that they're always here for me. I think also something that I do is I try to walk away from my daily routine every once in a while and change it up. If I'm playing, if I practice every day at 3 o'clock, like I try to do something different prior to, if it's nice outside, I try to walk to the rink instead of drive to the rink, change the scenery, change the routine just a little bit, just to not feel like I'm stuck in a slump. Mm-hmm. Also like just knowing that like you're like, I'm not alone, just having like friends being around me, having friends text me, people being like responding to your Insta story, something just like that daily reminder, and like people are there and people are watching and people care. Is something that I really grasp and like hold on to, just to know that, you know, you're not alone and isolated, even though it might feel like it.
I love the texting your friends idea. That's really great. Sometimes my friend group back home and I, we have a group message, and we'll be like, we don't text in it all the time, but occasionally we'll do the like highs and lows of the week, like what's everyone doing, just like a quick check-in. And it's always really nice to like hear about everyone, because I don't talk to them as frequently as I talk to my college friends. So it's really nice to reconnect with them. And over this past summer during quarantine, we had a Zoom call and we just sort of all vented. And it was really nice to hear that that I wasn't alone. And it was just nice to reconnect, like as you said earlier, like reconnecting with friends maybe you haven't talked to in a while.
I really appreciate you both sharing those ideas. I'm sure they'll be helpful for other people, and also maybe some good reminders of things that people haven't done in a while or, you know, might want to start. So thank you for that. I don't know if there are other pieces of information or tidbits that you want to share before we wind things down.
I actually have a couple things.
Okay.
Something that people had mentioned is just like resources available. Just a little reminder of resources that you can find like around Vermont or UVM if you're a student. There's like the UVM Counseling Psychology Services, Student Health Services. There's a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Those numbers can be found on a lot of websites. Super easy to find help. There's a Vermont Crisis Text Line. There's a care form at UVM. There's Catamount recovery programs. There's just like a lot around, and like take advantage of them. And if you need help, like help can be found, and the resources are pretty easily Googleable. And just a reminder that even though like you're here, like there are still resources available and people are still willing to help.
Thank you for sharing those. So I guess
Kelly, you got anything?
I was just going to say, I was going to end on, like, what are you most looking forward to about the break?
Ooh, I am definitely looking forward to meeting my nephew and spending time with my puppy. She's grown so much, so that'll be interesting. And I hope that she still remembers me, because I only spent, like, I don't know, a month. She probably does, but I'm really excited to see her.
Awesome. I think for me, at the end of the break, so in February, which seems so far away, I'm getting my own puppy. So I'm super excited. It's going to be a bulldog. I'm going to name him or her B. I'm super excited. It's just a little, my end goal. It's like the future, like it's there, it's coming. It's going to get me through the next few months. So I'm really excited about that. But I'm also kind of excited not to have class, just because I can just kind of mellow out and maybe like do some things here that I haven't gotten to do yet. So taking advantage of the time in Vermont.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, for answering some questions and providing some great information. Wish you both well for the end of the semester. Hope things wrap up smoothly and hope that you get to enjoy the time away and the time here for you, Olivia. And good luck to the team as you get started. It's pretty exciting to see the season beginning. So we'll look forward to see how things get going. But thank you both very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.